This call is being recorded.
Maybe.
Continue to breathe evenly and deeply. Breathing in the light. Exhaling out any kind of negative thoughts of any type. Just let that go out with the exhalation of your breath. Just continue to focus on relaxing and letting go. Now put all of your attention at your heart center, your fourth chakra, and see all the seven chakras now, the three below the fourth, the three above, and all seven chakras coming into perfect alignment. Visualize that they are in perfect alignment, and be aware of the colors of the chakras and the brilliance of those colors. And the intensity of those colors. And as you're aware of the seven chakras and the brilliance of their colors, also become aware of the spinning of those chakra centers, those wheels of energy. Now, as you're aware of all seven centers, become also aware of the other five chakras, the two below your feet and the three above your head. And the two below your feet, they're not online yet. You may just have a little bit of a sense of them, but not visualization as far as colors and all of this. Or you may, but most likely not. And the three above your head, the same thing with the two that are higher up above your head. May not be able to visualize too much as far as those go. But the eighth chakra, the one that is approximately a foot or two above your head, that one, the soul star chakra, that one has become reawakened and reactivated in many of the lightworking community at this time. Now also become aware of your high heart center, just above your fourth chakra, and see that as a beautiful magenta color. And notice and know that this center has also become reactivated, reawakened and reactivated in many, many more across the planet now. And most not even knowing that it has become activated, not even knowing anything about it. And now make an energetic connection between this high heart center and your sixth chakra in the middle of your forehead, the third eye center. Energetically connect the two, sending energy from your high heart center to your sixth chakra and back down around, down to your high heart center, forming a vortex of energy, and allow your consciousness to be pulled into that vortex of energy so that your conscious knowing self is now in your forehead looking out as if you were looking out through a doorway or a window out from your physical body and into the astral world. And then allow your conscious knowing self, or as a little ball of light, ball of consciousness, to move out through that third eye into the room wherever you find yourself. Become aware of your physical body laying there or sitting there as separate from you, a part of you, but yet separate from you. just as a vessel, that your life force, your life energy, your soul essence is using at this time. And then feel yourself pulling away from that body, your physical body, leaving it behind, and travel to a beach area that you're familiar with, or just one that you're making up now in your visualization. Does not matter. But see or feel yourself at the ocean in a beach. Beautiful white sand beach. Looking out over the water, you see the beautiful turquoise color water, aquamarine, aqua blue color. Just crystal clear. As you look into the water, you can see fish below the water. It's so crystal clear. And the sand is beautiful white sand beach. And you're all alone. There's no one else here. It's just you and your beach. And as you settle down your feet into the sand, you feel the warmth of the sand on your feet, the warmth from the sun on the back of your neck. Feel a little bit of a breeze blowing through your hair. Your senses come alive here. Even your sense of smell, as you smell the salt in the air. And you hear the sound of the ocean waves crashing into the shore. Birds overhead singing their song. All is right in your world here. And this is your world, your personal world, your personal universe, right here on this beach. Feeling everything around you. Feeling the sense of touch of the sand in your feet, the wind, or a gentle breeze. You have a sense of complete and total well-being as the negative ions here from the water make you bring you in touch with the consciousness of the water. And the sound of the ocean waves as they come in and recede out. The ebb and flow of the water, of the ocean waves coming in and receding back, coming in and receding back. And as you become aware of the ebb and flow of the ocean waves, also become aware of the beating of Gaia's heart, the breathing. And you begin to match her breathing. Very slowly, very rhythmically, to the point where you're almost not even aware of breathing at all. You're on an autonomic system now. Now you begin to lift up from this beautiful ocean scene, going high up above, seeing the beautiful ocean below you and the beach, getting the larger viewpoint of the whole area, higher and higher up, and the land falling further and further below you as you continue to rise upward, up through the clouds, past the Earth's atmosphere, into what you consider space. Looking back down and now seeing the Earth, beautiful pristine planet, the beautiful pristine blue planet. You see the air clear everywhere, as if the entire atmosphere were just cleared out. Beautiful. You see your physical body way down there. And now you become aware of these waves of energy that are coming through into the Earth's atmosphere and going down to the Earth, wave after wave of higher consciousness energy. And you follow it all the way back to the source of these waves of energy. And it takes you all the way back through the central sun of the galaxy, all the way to the source itself, the universal source, where these waves are originating from. And notice how as the waves come from this source, they're continually stepped down in energy, in intensity, in frequency, as they move through all of the central suns of all of the galaxies. And finally, when these waves come through the central sun of this galaxy, they have been stepped down considerably. And when these waves finally do hit the Earth, the frequency of those waves are much, much less than they were from the origination, but yet still very powerful. Very strong, bringing a new higher consciousness, bringing light back to the Earth, to raise the Earth once again, to raise Gaia back to her rightful position in the solar system, in the galaxy, as an ascended being. And all of life on the Earth, on Gaia, are in that ascended being status as well, moving toward the ascension. And notice how these waves of energy, as they come into the planet, continually raise the consciousness. Little by little, sometimes a little bit, sometimes more. If you were doing a time-lapse photography, and you can do that with your visualization, just see how, if you look back and you see the waves of energy that have been coming in for decades now, and how they have increased and increased and increased. And consciousness has raised. Light has returned to the Earth. Darkness is receding everywhere. And the light continues to pour in. And the veil has become more and more diminished. The veil of programming as the programming is also receding now in man's consciousness. No longer to hold man back, to hold them back from their rightful place in the universe, your rightful place in the universe. And as you're viewing this scene in a time-lapse photography, notice now as you look just a little bit ahead in the future, and you see that massive solar flash originating from the central source of the universe, again down through all of the central suns, and through the central sun of this galaxy, and then through the solar sun, the solar system Logos. Now that flash of light shoots out from the sun to the earth, striking the earth with a massive flash of light. But as in the from the past, this flash of light would have done much destruction, as it has in the past. But in this time now, because of all of the preparation that has been going on, all of the attention that has been given to making sure that this solar flash, this event, is not only not destructive, but it is completely constructive, as it constructs an entire new age here on the planet, a new golden age. So see consciousness now across the entire planet, light filtering in everywhere, darkness completely receding from the planet to be there no more. Just for a moment, visualize, create in your mind's eye, create the new world, the new golden age of Gaia. Create how you would want it to be. Because this is your creation, the new golden age, the ascended age here on the planet will be your creation, yours and all of the collective here on the planet will create your new world and are now creating your new world. As you continue to hold that visualization of the new world, let yourself now begin to drift back towards your physical body, Bring your consciousness, that conscious knowing self, back toward your physical form. Keeping that visualization of the new world, the new golden age. Not only what that will be like, but what it is like as you are witnessing it. As you are creating it. And come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. Dayam Kara, that it is always my pleasure to be able to be here with you as an emissary from the Pleiadian councils, to be here with those of you that are forging ahead, moving ahead with light, with love, with consciousness, raising it everywhere that you can. But first, you must continue to raise it within yourself. You must continue to find that remembrance within you of who you are. That you are so much more than the human being that you have been programmed to believe. That you are truly gods and goddesses. With the universal source within you at all times, within all of us at all times. But we are all one together. And we here in the councils and the many councils beyond the Pleiadian fleet, all that are coming together, that are working together to bring this momentous happening to the Earth, to the solar system, and to this galaxy. All is at hand. Throughout our many council meetings now, and all of the preparations that have been ongoing, we know that we are nearing the end of all of these projects. We have been planning and planning and creating and creating and doing everything we can not to interfere in your affairs, but to assist in your affairs wherever we are able. And we have been doing this. And we continue to operate in this manner. But as you know, we have been given much more permission to assist even more and more. And even though it is yet happening behind the scenes, as far as you're concerned, know now that there is so much that is occurring and is about to come forward. You have been seeing us more and more in the skies as you look up. And since you have those eyes to see, you have been able to see so much more, to see through the clouds, to see our ships when we appear and show us ourselves to you. Even if it is only temporary and just a glimpse, we are there. We are here. Everything is proceeding exactly as it needs to in these moments. And as you move closer and closer to the next year, in the beginning of a new decade, that new decade very well is the beginning of your new golden age. Everything that you have been working toward, that we have been working toward, is coming to fruition, is coming to a crescendo. And it only remains for all of you that go before, that are the forerunners and the way showers, to bring the light, to anchor the light and bring the light to all of your brothers and sisters. It only needs to be where you continue in these efforts. Even though there are times when we know that you say enough, I cannot go on anymore. I cannot continue to see my brothers and sisters suffer everywhere. To see the sickness, the dying. But even though you're seeing all of this, you're seeing beyond this as well. You're seeing beyond the sickness, beyond the dying, beyond the illnesses, beyond the pain and suffering. You're seeing the love, the connection, the oneness coming forward. And that is what you all need to continue to focus on. Not the pain and suffering and hurt and sorrow. But the joyfulness, the happiness, the love, the oneness, bringing you and your brothers and sisters and all of us together again. We are so excited in these moments now because we know, as we continue to look down on your planet from above, and we can see with our technology, we can see how consciousness is changing everywhere, how the lights are coming back on everywhere within all individuals. Will some be lost? Yes. Some will not make it through the ascension process. But many, many will, because it is their destiny, it is their choice. Just as it is your choice to lead the way. And that is what you are all here to do. To lead the way. To show. Just as your Yeshua showed the way. You are here to do that as well. To be the light. Yes, even to be the Messiah to all those that are looking towards the light in their lives. Do whatever you can, whenever you can, to assist as many as possible in knowing that light within them again, as it turns from just an ember to a flickering flame to a roaring fire within each, a fire of consciousness, reigniting the flame of love throughout humanity. I am Kara, and I leave you now in love and peace and oneness. In the knowing that we will soon be reuniting again with all of you. Om Mani Padme Om. Om Mani Padme Om. 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 Greetings to you. One who serves here, and Shoshana is standing by here, or in this case, sitting by here as well. And we are ready to go forward here. No message here, unless Shoshana has message directly.
No.
Very good. Then we are ready for questions here. Your questions, if you have any. Anyone there? You can now unmute your phones. We are ready for you.
I have a question.
Yes.
Greetings, one who serves in Shoshana. This is Orr. Back in 1970, I was initiated by Charan Singh Ji Maharaj. And after the initiation, he said, when we meet in the astral plane and you see my radiant form, I'll be taking you all the way to the top to Satkhand or Satlok. And then you, with blinders on, he said, and you can observe everything on the way down, he said, because you can get distracted in the astral, the mental, and the causal planes for centuries, maybe even. And anyway, he said that. And I'm just wondering, so my question is.
We cannot hear the rest of that. There is some commotion there.
Okay. My question is. Do I have a contract with Maharaj Charan Singh, and is that why I don't see anything inside?
Voice messages first saved.
There is still some confusion there. Please
mute your phone.
Yes. Everybody mute your phone unless you are the one speaking here.
Okay.
There, very good. Now we attempt here again, dear Lord.
Yes, well, I was just saying that when Charan Singh initiated me, he said that, you know, when you meet me in my radiant form in the astral plane, that he's going to take us to the highest dimension there is with blinders on, so that we can look at everything on the way down, meaning that it's easy to get distracted in the astral, the causal, and the mental planes because it's so wonderful. So is that one of the reasons why I'm not seeing inside when it's darkness for me? I'm just curious about that.
When you say you are not seeing inside, what are you referring to here?
Well, a lot of people are when, you know, they can, when they leave their body, they see the astral plane and things like that. I'm still seeing darkness inside, and I'm just wondering if that has to do with my contract with Charan Singh saying that you know, you're going to see everything on the way down. He takes you up with blinders on. So I'm wondering about that.
We ask you, when you are doing the visualization of being on the beach, do you see anything there?
Well, of course I do. Yeah, my imagination is quite vivid. Yes, I can see. Yes, it's imagining. No.
Then that is all you need to know. There is nothing more than imagination here. Imaging in. That is what this all is. Whenever you are attempting to do more than just simply use your imagination or your visualization skills and expecting more, then you become disappointed. But you must understand that your imagination and visualization is exactly what you need for your ascension process into the fifth dimension and beyond. See?
Yes, I do. Thank you.
Many of you are expecting to be able to see just as you see with your physical eyes. And that can be, it will be, but it is not necessarily the way it is in the very beginning. So you must come to understand that your imagination is real. And it is not what you have been programmed to believe as you grew up, thinking that, oh, that is just my imagination, or your parents say, that is just your imagination, it is make-believe. Well, what is wrong with make-believe? See? Make it and believe it. Do you see this?
Yes, I do. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Yes, I know.
Take it and believe it. Shoshana?
We can share on this if we may share our perspective, but we must ask that those that are making all that noise, please mute your phones. It is very difficult to keep the connection when there is so much noise.
There.
We would tell you, dear brother, may we share our perspective on this?
Absolutely, absolutely.
The experience that you refer to in your initiation does not reflect upon what you see now. Does not reflect upon that. What we find in the being personality that you have today, the aura personality, is that you use your thinking process more than you need to. You perhaps use your analytical abilities that are wonderful abilities when you need them. You cannot use that analytical ability when you are meditating or when you are experiencing any plane of consciousness. The heart space, the heart, is all you need. So once the heart opens and allows for the wondrous consciousness of mind to see clearly what is before you, then that will happen for you. So we would suggest that you continue to work on opening the heart space. Namaste.
Thank you very much.
Are there other questions here? No more questions?
There is one. We hear it. There is one wishing to ask.
And you must ask before you shall receive. Anyone? Then, if not, yes? Is there one?
Yes, hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
I have a question. It happened four or 5 years ago. I was helping our neighbor with cutting trees, and I slided and I fell on my back. While falling, I felt hands grabbing me and smashing me on the ground. What happened to me at that time? I felt paralyzed for a few minutes when I was lying down.
Shoshana, do you wish to?
May we ask a question here, dear brother?
Yes, sure.
Are we hearing this correctly, that you felt assistance as you moved towards the ground?
Yes, some hand grabbed me.
Yes.
And put me hard on the ground, flat on my back.
And you say that you felt paralyzed?
Yes, for a few minutes.
And then it was gone, correct?
It went slowly less.
And you were able to get up, correct?
Yes, slowly.
And you feel no effects from this today, correct?
No, not anymore.
Yes. So, dear brother, we will share our perspective on this with you. What you experienced is you experienced those that watch over you. You experienced your guides, your angels, especially. There are two that are with you always that assisted you in this process. Because you have much to do, dear brother, you have many things to accomplish in this life, and you are doing this as a light worker, and the trauma that you felt was just to remind you to please be careful with this body that you must have to continue your work. It was just a reminder, you see, this paralysis that you felt temporarily, to not place yourself in an experience that could damage the body as you need it. We hope this makes sense to you, dear brother, and you are one that is completely watched over 24 hours a day, and those that watch over you feel your heart and your compassion and your love for all of humanity. Namaste.
Thank you.
And we find here that if not for those ones that were there to be your heavenly messengers here to assist you, it could have been much, much worse for your physical body here, as Shoshana is giving. So what you have saying, count your blessings here.
Okay. I felt the angels around me at that moment.
Always with you, dear brother.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Okay,
very good.
Thank you.
Yes. Are there any other questions here?
Hello?
This is Gina.
Yes.
Go ahead, who said hello?
Oh.
We hear.
We hear
Gina.
I said hello. This is Naila.
Yes.
I just wanted to get some guidance. Been feeling kind of guided to move, and I wanted to see if you could sense if that was a positive choice for me. The situation that I'm in was a big vision, but it's just been such a struggle. And so I don't want to walk away if it's something I'm supposed to complete, but feel like there might be an easier way. So I just wanted to see if you could feel anything from that. Thank you.
At these times now, as these energies continue to come in and consciousness continues to raise and your frequency continues to rise as well, we would say that if there is a feeling of troubling or stress or these types of things that are keeping you where you are, then maybe it is time to not keep being there anymore. In other words, you are hearing within yourself, deep, those whispers within yourself, that maybe it is time for a change. That can be a move, in, as you are saying, that can be, then this is for all here, not just for this one who asked this question, but in these times now, it can be a geographical move, it can be a relationship change, it can be a job change, it can be many different things as you listen to that small voice within. And the way that you can tell if this is correct is everything tends to line up now. That was not always the case in your earlier years because you needed to have certain experiences and obstacles to overcome. But we are finding more and more now, not as much as what you had previously. So go with the flow, you see. If the flow is right for you, then you will know it. Shoshana?
Yes, we wish to share our perspective with you, dear sister. May we share?
Of course.
We would like to ask you a question. May we ask?
Yes.
What is it that you wish to complete?
Well, we got this beautiful piece of land and we were going to build homes here, and it's just been kind of like an uphill battle and so much stress financially, emotionally, trying to co-create with other people. So, yeah.
Well, we ask again, what is it when you, if we heard it correctly, you said, I wonder if I should stay here because I have something to complete, or I may have something to complete. So we would ask, as clearly as you can express this, what do you think you need to complete?
I just want peace. So
yes, and you are not receiving peace. You are not receiving peace at this time.
No.
And you are, as we find it, we apologize for our directness, but as we find it, the being that you are is not, the personality that you are, the being that you are, is not structured to have this type of stress in their lives. You are not, as the being that you are, the loving being that you are, you are not equipped to handle some of this craziness that you are experiencing, which is chaotic and crazy, is it not?
Yes.
Yes. So we would tell you, you are correct that this experience that you are having is not what you wish to have. Therefore, you can stop it. You can move on. You do not have anything to complete because all the things that you are speaking about are third dimensional types of experiences that you do not wish to have anymore, you see.
Yes.
So you can, we cannot tell you, One Who Serves cannot tell you, Shoshone cannot tell you to do anything, but you do know the answer to this, my sister. Do you not?
I think so.
No, dear sister, you know the answer to this. Do not trust your higher guidance. Trust yourself. Find the peace that your being is meant to find, you see.
Thank you.
Sister? Yes, namaste.
Namaste.
And we would say here, and this is also for everyone, the saying is, go with the flow, not go against the flow. Okay? You understand this?
Yes, thank you.
Very good. And there was another question, the one, Gina? Are you still there? Gina has left the building. Very good. Then are there any other questions before we release channel here?
One Who Serves, this is Gina. I hung up instead of unmuting. Sorry.
Yeah.
Had to get back in. My question, sir, I think it was 2 weeks ago. Maybe it was around the 12/12 or right before it. But I don't recall the exact date. But anyway, late at night when I do my service work for the divine and for Mother, Father, God, for the whole, I usually ask, I go into conversation here and there, and I ask for certain things, you know. And so one of them was, I desire to see or experience to see the actual energies that are coming into Gaia right now onto us. So I, you know, put that request out, and that's what I usually do. I put a request out, and then it does manifest. And so and pretty fast, you know. And so probably the night before I did this. Anyway, the following day I'm outside, sun's out, and I'm looking directly in front of me, and I just kind of like was staring in thought and started to squint my eyes a little bit, you know, just kind of brought them in a little bit. And then I usually see this when I do this, the whole environment went fluidity. I could see fluid, you know, it's like moving liquid or something. It just feels different and looks different with my actual eyes. And so anyway, right when that occurred, I looked beyond that fluidity, and I started seeing and was seeing like a very, very thin rain, almost translucent rain, just falling real thin, but just horrendous, coming down, not violent, but just very streaming, really beautiful. And I was so shocked and amazed. I was so happy to have this experience, and I was saying gratefulness, thank you, the gratuity, and it continued. So I tried to see it in other areas, and it was not, I would lose it. So I would go back to that one area, and there it was again. So this went on for a few minutes, and I was very grateful for it. So asking you, that was our energy coming in, or the waves of light, or?
It appears that you, when you had spoke here, you were in a certain area. Is this what you say here?
Yes, where it was showing me, only in that area. It was right next to my garage door, actually.
In that area,
And that's where I do my work, right inside that door.
And it appears that you have been able to open a portal into other dimensional frequencies here and have a bleeding, you might say, of dimensions coming together. You understand this?
I do.
That is what we see is occurring here. And since you have brought this up, dear one, we would say that this is going to occur much more frequently, not only for you, but for others as well, as these dimensional barriers, we will say, continue to diminish more and more here. And there will be more and more of this tendency of the dimensions to move together somewhat, not to the point where it will be so disconcerting that you cannot handle it, but as you are becoming ready for this more and more, you will begin to see these energies and see this bleeding effect between the different dimensions here coming together. That is what we can tell you here. Shoshana?
Yes, we can share. May we share with you, dear sister?
Yes.
We find that the amount of energy that has accumulated in that area that you meditate and the amount of light, the denseness of light that has accumulated in that area has allowed you, and this is your work, this is what you have done, has allowed you to see past the veil, has allowed you to see that. And, of course, it manifests because you are the one manifesting it. You are the one with the faith and the love and the belief and the understanding to manifest this. What we would tell you, if you choose to, that when you see this, when you ask for this and you see this amazing experience, you can actually step through it. You can step through it and you can feel not just what you see with your eyes, but you can reconnect with this experience through your heart and experience it at a level that is not just visual, but is a complete experience. If we are explaining this correctly, you can step through it and experience it at a much higher level than just visually, if you dare, because this will take some faith to do this. Namaste.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Very good. Are there any other questions here?
Yes, Catherine would like to speak. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Thank you. I'd like to get some feedback on a dream I had. It was very curious. Essentially, I was the observer, but also a participant. And evidently, I had stolen something, and it looked like an electrical cord. And so I was having some feelings around some regrets or sorrow about doing that. And then a child appeared, and it was a little boy. And so I felt like I'd taken something from the child. And so I was prompted to give the cord back, and essentially I moved out of the observer into another form of another child, and returned the cord and apologized and asked for forgiveness. So I've not ever had a dream like that, but it's just kind of perplexing. So I guess I'm asking for some confirmation as to, am I supposed to do some more forgiveness work of my inner self?
Shoshana, do you want to begin here?
We do not quite have a bead on this dream. But we do find, dear sister, if we could share our perspective with you, that there is no forgiving needed. You do not have any more forgiveness work to do. You do not have that. You are a conscious being that has done that work, you see. We see for a moment that the child, the boy that is represented in your dream, we see that it is your son that you have on this virtual plane today. We see that this is your... Do you see this for yourself?
Yeah.
Yes. And I, that the is, cord, that is, like... Continue.
This is your son, and there is no forgiving left. He has forgiven you, and you have forgiven him. You see, this is what the dream is about, as we find it.
Thank you.
Yes, namaste.
Wonderful. Be good. Would there be any further one question, and then we release channel?
Yes. Hi, this is Christy.
Yes.
Yes. Speaking of dreams, interesting. I around 4th of July, within a week of each other, I had a dream where President Trump was in my dream, and I was in the room with him, not physically, but etherically. And it was like we were communicating, and it was all very positive communication. And then when I got back from the advance, I had a third dream also with him in it. And this time in the dream, it was, how can I say, he was being very kind to me. And it was a different, it was more like, whereas it was more me with him before, and now it was him with me in terms of the communication. I'm not sure what those dreams were. I mean, they felt very good, but I'd be curious to know more about those.
You are both warriors of light here together and working together for the same end goal here, and that is to bring the light to the world, not only to this country, even though it appears that the President Trump is only interested in this country. That is certainly not true. He is interested in the entire world and the connection of the collective consciousness of the world coming back together. Now, he would not use it in those terminology directly as you would, but you are both the warriors of light here, preparing and showing the way to many others to come after here. And this is your connection as you were being shown here in your dream state. Shoshana, anything you have?
We can share one aspect of this, if we may share, dear sister.
Sure, yes, thank you.
Dear sister, we see that this being that is in a high political state at this time, and you, who perhaps has never been political until now, you and he share a council together. At a higher level, the two of you are on a council together. And if you wish to know more, you can continue to travel in the astral state of your dreams to see this. What you must know is that your heart and this one's heart is very connected at a soul level, and you are both on the same path of light and enlightenment for all, as the one who serves has indicated. So we are just rephrasing it for this purpose. Namaste.
I have a question.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
We were only going to take that one question, but we take one more, and then this is final.
Yeah, I will have a quick question. My question is, but I know the answer probably. I think that we have portal in our living room because my son meditates in the living room, and many times he feels different beings like visiting us in that area. And I think it's from all this meditation he has been done, open up the portal, because the last time was being standing, it was, he couldn't see exactly the face of the being, but it was felt like it was like an ocean moving. And to me, it came like it was, message like it was a Ramadan was, but it, I just would like to know if this is really portal opened up in our living room, because I feel like it did.
As you have correctly indicated, you already have the answer there because you have already given it. And yes, there is a portal that is opening there because of the energy release that is occurring there on a more regular basis. And again, as we always do, we direct this to others out there as well. When you are finding yourself in the same place over and over and over, your energy that you create there, whether it is through meditation or just your thinking process, visualization process, whatever it might be, when you are doing it in the same area over and over, then you are creating a portal opening that can actually become a visible portal to you. It can be in your mind's eye, but it can also be in your with your physical eyes as well, as you continue to acclimate more and more and more to these energies and become more and more a believer of your capabilities in working in these interdimensional aspects here, which you are doing now. And many of you are more and more beginning to do as well. Anything you add, Shoshana?
We accept your explanation, and we do not have additional information.
Very good. And do you have any message you would give here at the end of this session before we close?
We do not.
Very good. Then we will. Yes, then we will simply end with continue on, all of you, as you are doing, to continue to find the flow of energy within you and allow that flow of energy to take you forward more and more. Listen deeply within yourself. Listen to that small, wee voice, those whispers that come to you. And if you do that, then you will find that you are on the right track, the right road.
We do have something to share.
Very good. Even if it is seemingly come to be the road less traveled for you. And if it is that, then that is also meant to be what it is for you. That is all we have. And Shoshana has one
message. We wish to share our perspective on this. We find that each being that enters this world is given a personality that is imbued with skills and talents and mental constructs that are part of that individual's mission to fulfill on this planet, to raise and uplift the consciousness of all. What we find that, as one who serves has indicated on several sentences this time, to go with the flow, if the personality that you have been given is trying to do something else with that personality that does not fit with that individual's mission, you will find roadblocks. You will continue to find roadblocks, and many of you will go through those roadblocks and continue down a path that does not support the mission that you have been given, and you will find yourselves not so joyous in those moments. So we would tell you that whatever your mission is and whatever personality you have been given, you must honor that and listen to that and know that if you are moving in the wrong direction and finding roadblocks, you must back up and go toward the mission that you have been given. Namaste.
Very good. And Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Namaste.
All righty then, we're back.